The Jeff Johnson Quartet plus trumpeter Kenny Wheeler from a 1992 album called The Jeff Johnson Quartet with Kenny Wheeler. Sort of says it all. That's my historical segment for today, and I find the playing, although, I mean, they do get a little aggressive, if that's the right word, on drums and the other instruments from time to time. It's largely meditative and melodic and very beautiful. Kenny Wheeler was a great talent, and he has performed, many times on this show over the years, but he performed with European bands, European ensembles, Canadian ensembles. There's a very neat album I must check out very shortly that was recorded basically out of Winnipeg with liner notes and involvement of the former host here at CKUW, Mo Hoag. But it also has Kenny Wheeler and Jim Vivian, I think, on bass on a great album. I must dig that out. I haven't played that for years here. And it's also very good with Kenny Wheeler guesting as part of a Canadian album. And that is our historical segment for today here. And it has now snuck into the third hour of our program today. It's now 12:02. And this is what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. And I hope you will stay tuned. The program you're listening to here in all of that information is Voyage, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays live and streamed at ckuw.ca. My name is Keith Black, and it is my great privilege and pleasure to be able to share the music I like with you for these hours. And so let's get back to it. Following up on Jeff Johnson's release, a historical segment from 30 or 35 years or so, however long ago it was, to a new album by bass player Rich Brown. Also very busy, very involved in a lot of different bands, and I've talked to him a couple of times here in Winnipeg when he's been performing with other groups. But he has a recent album called Nyaeba, N-Y-A-E-B-A, and it is a solo album, although it started out to be just a solo guitar album, bass album, but it sort of got involved with itself in other ways with loops and overdubs and all sorts of things. So it often sounds like there's many more than one person actually playing here. But he plays electric bass and both six-string electric and four-string fretless bass. And he carries on the melodic capacity of that instrument, sort of a la Jekyll, if you will. This is a very interesting album, and it is very sort of personal, and it's risk-taking. I guess you can say that about most solo albums. There's no place to hide if you're the only person providing the music. Anyhow, the title, Naiba, refers to an imaginary West African griot, G-R-I-O-T, which is a storyteller. That's the generic term. But this is a storyteller who travels and shares his experiences in music. And so the music is tells stories. It's haunting, restless, and always moving around, just like the griot. And Brown is a storyteller with his music. The melody is there all the time, but the griot stories hint at Eastern African and Brazilian influences as well, and there is emotional impact on a lot of the tracks as well. I'm going to play a set. Some of Our Fears is the first one, and it. It sort of takes a very deep expression from loss and depression to hope and faith. And then I'm going to play Heart of a Lonely Woman. It has a bass continuo, and then slowly moves into a very neat cover of Ornette Coleman's Lonely Woman. It's called Heart of a Lonely Woman. I'm going to play a couple of other tracks, a rhythmic one called Kalagala Ebwembe. Good stuff. Rich Brown here, playing a whole bunch of different ways and overdubs and all that sort of good stuff in a very neat album. As a storyteller, he does a great job. Here is Rich Brown. Thank you. bass player Rich Brown there from his solo album called Naiba, and does some neat stuff, which sounds like there's a whole bunch of other people doing rhythmic stuff, but it's really him tweaking and mixing and doing neat stuff. I should state, in one of the pieces, if you were listening carefully, you heard what sounded like muffled human voice. It had the cadence and it sounded like someone was talking. Well, it wasn't. He was making all those sounds, simulating voice on a guitar. Met Rich Brown there. Neat stuff. And it's getting close to... time is marching on. It's 12:25 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. David Acapinti plays guitar and does a lot of sort of composing and arranging and messing around with tradition, if I can put it that way. Great guitarist, and really, he's played here a few times. I've seen him just doing his conventional guitar work. He has a new album called Camera Lucida. And it has, along with Acapinti on guitar, it's got Aileen Holmesby on violin, Virginia McDonald on clarinet on one of the tracks, Michael Davidson on vibes, Dan Fortin on bass, Max Christie on clarinet and bass clarinet, Fraser Jackson on bassoon on one track, and Andy Ballantyne on piccolo on one track. I'm not sure what tracks I'm playing today. You'll catch any of those. I think you might get Virginia McDonald playing clarinet on the first track I'm playing. But again, it's, as I've been saying off and on all morning, the personnel that's offered on albums is not an indication that they're all everywhere on every track, because they just aren't. But I'm going to play his neat album, Camera Lucida, with guitarist David Acapinti. Can I play Ice Dance, Song of Calypso, and Southwark? Here is David Acapinti. Thank you. there's so much in jazz these days that involves experimenting with forms and instrumentation and sounds that haven't always been associated with jazz and are now clearly part of the genre. That's an example. David Accapenti's writing there involving other instrumentation and other moods, and it really works well. The ability to define what exactly jazz is these days is a mug's game that isn't even worth trying to get into. David Accapenti there on guitar and leading and writing music for the album called Camera Lucida, and it is a very neat album. I'm going to take us out today with back home, if you will. The Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, you've heard me say many times, I think has developed over the years really beautifully, and it is understandably taking its place among the premier large ensembles in the country and beyond, as far as that goes. I understand that they have a new album coming out in the next couple of months. I'm looking forward to hearing it, and I can guarantee that you will hear it too, just shortly after I get my hands on it. But in the meantime, the last album, I think the last album, was called East Meets West Connections, came out early this year. And it really involves compositions from two sources. Fred Stride, who is a composer and leader, and probably plays an instrument, but not on this album. But the other one is Jean-Nicolas Trottier, who is not only a composer, but plays lead trombone on the album as well. And so the compositions, a nine-part suite where the compositions are divided between east-west there in the writing. I'm not going to list all the usual suspects here, but Richard Gillis on trumpet and Will Bonas on piano, Fabio Ragnelli on drums, Larry Roy on guitar. These are names that may be familiar to Neil Cade on tenor, takes a lot of solo work. Lots of great people here, and I apologize, but there's a big band, and I'm not gonna list them all, but they are a terrific organization, and the writing is really good here. They are clearly taking advantage of the skill of the composers here, and have incorporated their writing very well into this album. The album is called East Meets West Connections. I'm going to play at least two or three tracks. The first one's called Sounds of Joy, and then the next one is called Hello Jean-Nicolas, which refers to Jean-Nicolas Trottier, the composer and lead trombonist on the album. Third one is called Leave No Stone, and I think that probably will just about take us to the end of our show today. Thanks for tuning in today. My name's Keith Black, and as always, it's been a treat to be able to share my music with you for the last 3 hours, and I'll be back next week to do it again. It's getting close to Christmas, so you might be hearing some seasonal music starting pretty soon. Clearly on my Christmas show you will. There are traditions that absolutely have to be upheld, but in the meantime, there's other music that deserves maybe a December airing as well. Until then, look after yourselves. Stay warm. It's this cold weather is going to be around for a while, they say. So get ready for it. In the meantime, East Meets West. Here's the WJO to take us out today. So long for now.
Thank you.